When it comes to manifestation, it's very important, it's imperative that you realize that this journey is an ongoing, continuous journey. It's a journey that never ends. With any spiritual awakening or spiritual realization, there is never really a point in which this spiritual realization or this journey stops. And if you, in fact, think that that is the case, then once you get to that point, you're going to find that you're going to feel lost, you're going to feel heavy, you're going to feel maybe even depressed and disappointed. Because the reality is, once you feel like you have it all figured out, that's where the struggle truly begins. Because having it all figured out means that you stop growing. It means that you are stopping yourself from allowing your mind to be open to new examples, new experiences, new opportunities for growth. And so what I really want you to understand, though, is that particularly with the spiritual journey, because we are tapping into various layers of who you are, and you are getting to a point where you are tapping into that infinite knowledge that is available to you, you have to acknowledge that if you are tapping into this infinite knowledge, that there is, in fact, infinite wisdom and infinite opportunities and infinite information and experiences that you're going to be available to. And so there isn't just simply accepting and saying, okay, I have it all figured out, because there is so much more to actually experience and realize and come into understanding with. And so what I want to share with you when it comes to thinking about the multiple layers of who you are, right? From your ego to your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and even your higher mind, which can often be identified as infinite intelligence, cosmic, the source, even God. Those are all different layers of who you are. And when you go through those layers, there is an expansion that is happening simultaneously with each layer as you evolve from one to the next. So when you think about your ego, that is the part of you that identifies with who you are, your name, your body, right? Your history, your background. Those are the things that you can say are you. But in reality, you are so much more than just that. But the ego is sent there, is given to you as a tether to keep you grounded to this physical reality. It isn't who you are, but it keeps you in a space where you're encapsulated and you have an identity. And that's why it is important to acknowledge and accept your ego and recognize that it does have a job to do. And so, but as you go on this spiritual journey, you begin to recognize that that isn't who you are completely. That is only a small aspect of who you are. And then that's when you begin the journey of actually learning how to manage your ego. But then as you evolve past that, you get into your conscious mind. And that is the mind that is able to analyze, look at things, come up with conclusions and judgments, and decide what best fits you, right? What courses of action to take? What is a better situation, right? Things of that nature. And so as you get into really getting into your analytical mind, coming up with answers, solutions, then that feeds into your subconscious mind, because your conscious mind will then put programs into your subconscious mind. When you go through something consciously, you are basically analyzing something, coming up with a judgment, deciding that that is the best course of action or best response to a particular situation. And then that is usually with high levels of emotion is programmed into your subconscious mind as a reflex, right? As a habit, as a program. So that way, when things happen similarly to the initial thing that you experienced and analyzed in your conscious mind, when something happens like that, that is similar, your subconscious will then instantly really react and instantly respond. And so as you go from, again, ego to conscious mind, analyzing things, and this is the mind that is constantly moving, going, analyzing things, and then it is recording everything and putting it into your subconscious mind, where your subconscious mind then creates or stores the habits and the responses to things. And then as you evolve past that and understanding the power of subconscious mind, then you get into the super mind or the higher mind, right? Often can refer to infinite source, higher intelligence, or even God. that is the part of you that is infinite when it comes to accessing knowledge and wisdom and understandings about yourself, the world, and everything else. So as you go through these processes or these different layers of who you are, recognize that there is an expansion that is happening within you. And as long as you recognize the expansion, you will continue to grow and you will continue to have an amazing experience along the spiritual journey. Once you start to stop the growth of this expansion or you moving through the experiences or the expansion or the evolution of yourself, then you will create a space where you feel like you may have it all figured out, that you have it, that you got it. And that will stop your growth. That will stop your expansion. So in order for you to continue through, you have to receive what it is that you have learned, right? Accept with gratitude what actually resonates with you and allows you to open and expand your consciousness. But you have to continue moving forward, not identifying or being attached to what worked for you as the end all be all that should work for everybody, because we all know it doesn't work that way. There are infinite paths to happiness and fulfillment and enlightenment. We just have to find out which one works best for you. And once you do that, acknowledge that it is only because it worked for you. And so as you go through these layers of self and you begin to expand, don't hold on to these particular techniques or this particular, you know, theology or methodology or theory simply because it worked for you. If it worked for you, you acknowledge that, you receive that. But always remember, it isn't the thing, right, that actually gives you power. It is your belief in the thing that actually is the power. So it is coming from you, your consciousness, that actually gives it its strength, gives it the ability to get things done for you, right? So it is a tricky, interesting, you know, paradigm of believing in something, but also recognizing that it is your belief in that thing that gives it its strength. See, it is all about you because you are infinite source. You are the creator of your universe. You are connected and one with the grand intelligence, whatever you want to call it, God even. It isn't separate from you. It is you. And so as you continue to go through this process, you will come into that understanding. Now, what I want to share with you is what I call the three levels or three stages of knowledge. And this is going to help you to gain perspective and really basically get a clear image of yourself as you are going through this process. Because as you go through the process of learning and expanding your spirituality, there are different phases that you're going to go through. And once you identify these phases and see or acknowledge that they may be coming, then you have you better equipped on how to deal with them, okay? So the first phase or stage of knowledge is the stage of thinking. This stage of thinking is where you actually begin to think about where you are in life, think about where you want to be in life, even question if the things that you have been doing, the things that you have been creating, the things that you want, are they truly in alignment with who you are? You're thinking, you're questioning, you're even doubting certain things. This is a very pivotal moment because it allows you to really take a serious look at yourself and really get into developing true self-awareness. And so here you're looking at everything. You're evaluating everything. You're studying everything. You're analyzing everything. You are consuming everything that aligns with what it is that you think you want. You're doing all the research. You're reading all the books. You're following all the gurus, right? You're trying all the techniques. And then at some point, you start to build upon that. Certain techniques resonate with you while others don't. Certain books resonate with you while others don't. Same thing with teachers and people, right? And their stories resonate with you and some don't. And as you leave that stage of thinking, you go into the stage of knowing. And this is where things get tricky, because in this stage, the ego really gets involved. And if you're not managing your ego well, then the ego can make your journey tricky, can make your journey even a little bit messy. But when you get into this stage of knowing, then this is where you feel like you know it. This is where you feel like you know what you're doing, right? You feel like you know the techniques, you know the books, you know all the information, you know the theories, you know the groundwork, you know the foundations, right? And it almost puts you at a space where you feel like you have it all figured out. The problem with that is you cannot have it all figured out because we're talking about the universe, which is infinite. So there is no figuring it all out. The whole entire journey is about learning it, understanding it. The whole entire journey is about figuring it out. So there's never a point where you get to having it all figured out, you see? So as you are in this stage of knowing, you think you have it all figured out. And so that means that your learning stops. That means that your expansion stops. That means that you are limiting yourself and you're not opening yourself up to more experiences, right? So you've read all the books, you've tried all the techniques, and then you're attaching to all the books and techniques that worked for you, assuming that that's it, that these techniques will also work for other people, right? Because you're at a point where you want to share. You want to tell everybody what you know. And so this is where the ego is getting involved, as you can see, right? It's focusing on you and what you know, and is criticizing what people don't know, and is maybe even looking down at people who don't know. Maybe even looking down on people who know something different than you, who resonates with what didn't resonate with you. And so you're judging them and saying that they're wrong, right? But they're not wrong, because if it works for them, then they're right as well. Remember, there are infinite paths to this thing we call enlightenment or fulfillment. You're just simply finding the path that works best for you, that resonates with your consciousness. And so then as you are in this space of knowing, and you're on this pedestal that you put on yourself, that you put underneath you, then it comes to a point where you realize that you're not feeling as fulfilled. You're feeling even frustrated. You may be even feeling angry, and you're not understanding why. If you're so intuned and so spiritual, why are you feeling angry? Why are you feeling frustration, right? And that's because you have stopped your growth. You have stopped the expansion. And then at some point, you are humbled once again, like you were in the stage of thinking, where you were humble initially and you were ready to absorb and analyze and look at it all. Now at this final stage of knowing, you are back at that space. But things are a little bit different because, yes, you do have some wisdom. You do have some insight. But now you realize you're not attached to particular things. And you acknowledge your growth. And you come into understanding as to your growth. And you come into understanding as to who you are, truly are. And then at that point, you hit the final and third stage, which is the stage of being, where you are absolutely being all that it is that you wish to be, all that it is that you have studied, all that it is that you are seeking, right? Because here you come into an understanding that the first few stages was about filling the hole that you thought was missing. Something was missing from you. But now at this stage of being, you're not filling a hole. You're actually acknowledging that you were already complete and whole. You see? And so at this stage of being, there is an acceptance of all that is, because you recognize that you are all that is. And so going through this process allows you to really let go of the attachments and understand that it is all a journey that we're all on, and that we're all going to succeed eventually at the journey of self-realization. And that self-realization is that you are the creator of your universe and your reality, and therefore you can create any reality that you want. And all you have to do now is continue to expand upon this realization and continue to create new experiences for yourself where you are complete, happy, you know, and you recognize because you are whole and complete. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com. Subscribe to my newsletter and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Thank you so much, and continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.